In the wake of the recent surge in mass shootings, debates over gun safety laws are spreading. In Sacramento, Democratic State Senator Anthony Portantino of Burbank introduced Senate Bill 2, a measure to strengthen California's concealed weapon permit laws.
It strengthens our state, and here's why. It ensures those carrying firearms in public are responsible, law-abiding citizens. That's important. We're not taking someone's Second Amendment away. We're ensuring that the Second Amendment is properly applicable to people who warrant getting a concealed carry permit. It protects children and young adults from gun violence by setting them a minimum age requirement to 21. You have to be 25 to rent a car.
Portantino's bill would identify certain places where concealed guns are prohibited, like preschools, churches, and hospitals. Other officials and advocates joined Portantino for the announcement, as did Governor Gavin Newsom, who seems confident the bill will pass.
I will be signing this legislation. I don't think that. I know that.
The measure was crafted to withstand near certain legal challenges, given the recent Supreme Court decision that overturned a century-old New York concealed gun law. Supporters say they want the bill to serve as an example to other states and to the nation. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says the feds must do their part.
And it's easy. Do what California is doing. Simple. We have the blueprint. Copy it. You don't need to recreate anything. We've done it. But while we wait for them to do more to keep Californians and Americans safe, we're going to act.
Even as the Californians were criticizing inaction in Washington, there was a debate in Congress on gun safety rules in, of all places, the House Natural Resources Committee. That's a committee that normally deals with things like parks, fisheries, mining, and energy. But at its organizational meeting, Democrats tried to restore a rule banning committee members and staff from bringing weapons to the hearing room. Democrat Jared Huffman of California proposed the amendment, saying too many members had incited political violence, tried to bring guns onto the House floor, and cheered the removal of magnetometers used to find hidden guns.
They have openly fetishized guns and violence to the point where one of my colleagues across the aisle was removed from their committee assignments for portraying himself killing another member who sits on this very same committee. Again, unfortunate, uncomfortable, but true that many members of this body were neck deep in the January 6th insurrection, inspiring it, aiding, abetting, cheering, and after the fact, gaslighting about what it even was. This amendment is sadly necessary.
Republican Committee Chair Bruce Westerman of Arkansas said the amendment was unnecessary.
And as I said last Congress, one day Republicans will be in the majority and set the rules. That day has come.
Other Republicans spoke against the amendment, sometimes speaking out of turn.
Do you think we're going to hurt you? We will never hurt you. I would use my farm to defend you, just to be clear.
At one point, Huffman asked how many members feel the need to bring a weapon into hearings, drawing an answer from Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert.
Got one? I feel I need one everywhere here. Everywhere? Oftentimes we are harassed in the hallways. We walk alone.
The gentleman hasn't yielded.
And would those be loaded weapons, presumably?
Not an unloaded weapon.
Okay, that's helpful to know, too.
Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spoke in favor of the amendment, drawing an angry response from the House Speaker, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
I just wonder if the gentleman from California or the gentlelady from New York has reason to believe that there is a homicidal maniac amongst us. If they do, they probably would have brought a gun into this room, whether or not there is a law. And I would challenge them right now to present their evidence, name the names, and present the evidence before such a catastrophe confronts us.
In the end, the amendment failed. But elsewhere at the Capitol, there was a more bipartisan discussion of gun issues. Two lawmakers held a news conference Wednesday announcing they're reintroducing another gun safety measure. Brian Fitzpatrick is a Republican from Pennsylvania.
And I'm proud to introduce, along with Mike, the Bipartisan Background Checks Act because of the impact of gun violence. It knows no political party and no political persuasion.
The Bipartisan Background Check Act aims to close loopholes that let about 1 in 5 gun sales go forward without background checks. Democrat Mike Thompson of California says he's introduced the measure in every congressional session since the Sandy Hook school shooting a decade ago.
the only corner in America where background checks are not bipartisan is over on the floor of the United States Senate. And we want to make sure we change that this year.
Passing new gun legislation in the majority Republican House might not be easy. Even in California, the predecessor of the concealed gun bill failed last year. But Howard University student and activist Mariah Cooley with the group March for Our Lives is not deterred.
But if the last 5 years make anything clear, it's that young people will step up if our leaders don't. We will protest in the streets, vote in the polls, and run against tired and old leadership and win. If that's what it takes to keep us safe, then we're going to keep fighting.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.